What's up? This is our podcast, you know, just three dudes at the College of Worcester called the D3 Experience. I'm Cohen.
Yo, what up? I'm Jenks.
And I'm Big Rig.
You know, we're just going to be doing podcasts, talking about shit in our lives. Mostly, you know, we got some sports, music, cool shit going on, school, you know, culture and everything, you know. We're just going to be covering it all, just a few dudes having a good time. Just, you know, having a good conversation. Hope you enjoy what you listen to, you know. All that good stuff. So, kicking off the podcast.
Can I be honest first before we start? That was really good.
That was really good.
I appreciate that. Okay. We struggled on the intro to begin, but apparently that was a good intro.
I did not do a very good job.
So, to start off, we're going to be talking about our college football predictions in honor of the season starting.
Okay.
Me and Big Rig, you know, we play football here at Worcester. We're not quite D1, but, you know, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about D1 football, so.
And I'm just, you know, just a Division III golfer, you know, with a torn ACL. The dream, that's all.
Yeah, knock on wood. We'll see. So, I don't know about y'all, but my college football playoff prediction.
Are we going to playoffs immediately?
Well, we'll speak now or hold your peace.
Well, I thought we could just do a few of the games this weekend. Like, just okay. I just want to do little big ones. There's two big ones. Auburn, Washington, and your favorite team, the Wolverines, versus the Fighting Irish.
Well, I think Michigan's going to win that game.
See, in my notes right here, if you read my notes, I have Notre Dame by a million. Thoughts?
I mean, I think Michigan is going to be really good this year. I think it's finally the year Harbaugh puts it all together.
I don't think there's ever been a team that has more pressure on the Michigan Wolverines this year. You have everything going on with Ohio State. Now, I've waited to
well,
tell
Urban
you this.
Well, Urban Meyer should be fucking
I've known
fired.
Me, I've known him doing this podcast all summer, so I've been waiting to tell you this. I haven't even said anything about this. Everything going on in Ohio State, this is Michigan's year.
It is Michigan's year,
okay.
I think.
You
There's
know,
no way that
no Saquon Barkley.
He was pretty good.
Did you guys play Iowa?
I don't think so. I don't think we play Iowa.
Because if you guys play Iowa at Iowa, that might
we'll
be
get
a
spanked
Actually,
like
yeah,
you
guys,
did last year.
You guys do not
we did get
play
spanked
Iowa.
By
Iowa. Oh, we play Wisconsin.
But you play Wisconsin.
But
Jay,
beat a
and you're at Michigan State. So.
No, well, that's the thing. Michigan's schedule is they play at Notre Dame, at Michigan State, at Ohio State. I think they win two of those three on the road, and that's their only loss of the season.
The sleeper pick.
I think they go 11-1 with one of those being a loss.
The sleeper pick is at Northwestern.
Northwestern is always good.
I like how Pace has the schedule up. I have no idea.
Yeah. Pat Fitzgerald's a very good coach. Northwestern's always a good team. They're always going to
get
you for 8-9
really
wins.
They have a really good quarterback. I don't know his name, but I saw he was supposed
either.
To be.
And then at Ohio State.
At Ohio State,
at
in the
shoe. Ohio State.
Let's not forget that Michigan outplayed Ohio State for 3.5 quarters at the shoe two years ago. So we know that they can get the job done.
But who won?
No, well, JT was short. JT was short.
It's hard for me to believe
know.
That because during my entire life, we've just stomped you guys. So
I mean, it
I
hasn't been a great
you.
Time to live as a Michigan fan, but it was like this was it was totally reversed in the 90s when Michigan won like 13 out of 15 in the late 80s and 90s. So.
Yeah, but you weren't even alive for that, so
okay,
why would you even give a shit?
No, but I'm saying, like, it shifts. Like, so, like, this is Ohio State's turn, and Michigan had their turn of dominance in the 80s and 90s.
Going to a Michigan game and listening to people tailgate, the morale of Michigan fans is so low when they go against Ohio State.
It was only because John O'Korn was starting.
Like, when they found out John O'Korn was starting, I think everybody in the stadium knew it was about to be an L. And then when Michigan came out, it was putting in work.
That goes back to my main point with the quarterback. It's like, we've been saying he doesn't have a quarterback. Jim Harbaugh doesn't have a quarterback.
Well, now we finally
He's got his quarterback. So if you go out here and you get fucking run train on by ND... That's a tough look for the brand. I'm not going to...
If he doesn't... If Harbaugh doesn't beat Ohio State and he doesn't beat Michigan State this year, he might be on the hot seat.
I think it's
I would say he's on a pretty permanent cold streak unless he... A cold seat unless he just literally has losing season.
I think that man literally has, like, a lifetime job.
I think he would leave or quit
before he would ever get fired.
I agree
Because the way I look at it is that... Michigan like, if they don't win those games, and he's preached this culture of, like, winning, we got to win those games, and, like, mm-hmm. how many years has it been now?
It's
like,
his fourth.
Fourth year, so it's getting into the crunch time to where it's, like,
no, okay, well, okay.
If he doesn't...
I kind of have known you long enough to see, like, year by year that you've been able to just change your opinion about,
well, no,
like,
okay, because everyone, because as a Michigan fan, I knew they were not going to be very good last year. They were so young that... Even though their defense literally lost 10 starters and still was the third best defense in the country. So you best believe that that defense is going to be as good. And now the offense, I think Caron Higdon is the third best running back in the running, or third best running back in the Big Ten.
Okay, I think, J.K. Dobbins, dope.
And
the Duke John Watt,
and Mike Weber.
Wisconsin.
No, Caron Higdon's better than Mike Weber.
He's bum.
And here's my take. Here's my take for the season is that Shea Patterson will be the best quarterback in the Big Ten this season. Let's think about it. The only real competition is Trace McSorley and Brian Lewerke.
Who's Brian Lewerke? Is that the
Michigan State's quarterback?
Who's the Northwestern dude? I don't know his name.
No.
Dude, he's supposed to be a first-round pick. What do you mean?
I'm going off that Shea Patterson.
I haven't seen shit about Shea Patterson.
You literally have
Shea Patterson.
Bleacher Report's mock draft.
He literally...
No.
Like, his stint at Ole Miss, like, yeah, he had flashes of being, like, a Johnny Manziel-type, Heisman-type winner. But now that he's got Harbaugh, like, I think he's going to be scary, but, like, it's going to take him a couple games probably to get used to Big Ten football.
I'm going to be honest. What I base my opinion off Shea Patterson is I watched this, this like, YouTube video about, like, what's that high school in Florida?
IMG?
IMG. He went to IMG. This kid seemed like the biggest douchebag of all time. Like, he was just walking around like, sup, guys, this is my dorm, like,
I mean,
it's pretty sick.
Hopefully
he doesn't
eat
chicken.
But
yeah, he had, like, a tat on his arm. I was like, bro, fuck you.
Hey, if you were the number two quarterback in the country coming out of high school, you might be a little douchey and cocky.
That's
fair. Come on now.
Yeah, you know.
You know?
And then he's got to transition to the offense. Like, he's been used to running a shotgun spread, and now he's under center.
I think Harbaugh is smart enough to realize, okay, I got to use this guy's strengths. Like,
well, you mean he had Kaepernick. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. He can do it.
Yeah, he can do it. I'm not worried. I'm just saying it's just a lot of pressure, that's all. All
right. I mean, that's fair. But enough about Michigan, you know. I don't want the whole conversation
I knew we were going to start hard with Michigan.
To be dictated by Michigan. But you said you had other big games you're talking about?
I was looking at Auburn and Washington.
When do they play?
I think it's at night. It's midday.
Oh. No, like what week?
3:30.
This week.
They played this week?
On Saturday.
Week one games.
Oh, well. Oh, I didn't know they played because Michigan-Notre Dame is college game day. So, I mean, Auburn-Washington's a pretty big game, too.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're right. That's kind of it. And I also wanted to talk a lot about Joe Burrow and LSU. Or at least 2 minutes. There is not a bigger Joe Burrow guy on this earth than me. And I think LSU is going to be juggernaut with him.
Miami's winning that game.
My dad texted me today. He thinks Joe Burrow's going to be a first round draft. There is no two people on this earth who are bigger Joe Burrow guys than
I don't even
father.
Know anything about Joe Burrow's, to be honest, so I can't really comment.
Dude, dog in high school.
I watched his huddle.
Tate Martell, that's for sure.
His huddle had like two highlights of when he threw the ball, got tipped, caught it, touchdown, and like, both of them were like 60 yards. So I'm basing off that.
Huddle highlights.
I was so pissed when he transferred.
Yeah, well, maybe he transferred because he wasn't good enough. So, what makes you think he's gonna be that good?
I think
at
LSU? Tate Martell will be very utilized. Like, I mean, they don't want him to transfer because, like, if he doesn't play a lot this season,
he's small.
Like,
dude.
He is very small. Well, we was at the
he's also
game.
Number
saw,
one guy.
He's a small
dude. He's also
small. We were right next to him.
He's also like.
But whoever was next to him, either his girlfriend or his sister, was very attractive.
Oh, his sister? I follow his sister on Instagram.
That might be his sister.
Yeah, she's really hot. No, dude, but Tate is like also like prototype one of like guys who just look like the biggest douches.
Yeah,
and I don't know
when
if
you
I want
take
those guys
a picture,
my team.
When you take a picture and you're literally like drenched in like the fucking water that they spray on you just for flexing and all that.
For clout?
Yeah, I just think it was a bit much.
It's a bad look.
Okay. You know, he's a dog, so... I mean, he won how many games straight in high school? Like, 45?
Also, I was looking at... this is more of a personal... Why is Wisconsin ranked so high? Why is... Like, who's on... Name one player on Wisconsin right now.
Jonathan Taylor.
I don't even know who that is.
And then they got the running back. There's a freshman who had like 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards.
Dude, every Wisconsin running back has 1,400, 1,300 yards.
Because their O-line's that fucking good.
I know. Joe Thomas, greatest O-line of all time.
Okay.
And then they got that linebacker. They got Jim Leonard as the D coordinator, who's very good. Then they got that returning 53. That
we talking about?
Linebacker.
Is he,
Wisconsin.
Light skin?
Yeah, he's kind of, yeah. Yeah. Like, he's really
good. I think I remember him. Because I mean, when they played Michigan, he was really good. And I mean, they got a good coaching staff up there. You know, they're always going to be good. And Wisconsin's probably like the most underrated team of the past decade, I would say, with how consistently good they've been. But they just don't get the notoriety because they're not flashy.
Now, if their QB Hornibrook, he's still there, right?
I don't know.
If he's still there and like if he plays like he played in the Miami bowl game, like that dude could be a stud. Like,
that was a great game.
Wisconsin can.
Wait, I think I thought Hornibrook was really bad. I think he's really bad.
But
I love me some lefties. Like I love me some lefty quarterbacks. Like that's my noise.
Yeah.
All right.
Cal versus UNC, is that even a big game?
I just wanted to put UNC winning because they're my squad.
Why are they your squad?
Because I went to golf camp there. 2 years, my grandpa lives there, and I'm just a UNC fan, bro.
Sick, bro. Tennessee versus West Virginia.
I don't know why I put that.
How many players got caught with the shoe scandal?
I didn't think about that.
They were finessing Jordans, selling them all.
Hey, bro, that coach.
Hey, they had to investigate that shit at Michigan too.
if Jim Tressel got booted for that, dude, everyone should get booted for
fucking tattoo.
No, do you think about that?
Jim Tressel ran a shady program, also, and Urban Meyer's continuing the Ohio State.
Urban Meyer's a shady ass.
He's just a shady human.
I didn't even think about this. Now this is a tough look for the Ohio State brand. Is that Jim Tressel got thrown out for just letting guys get tattoos for money.
For their rings and shit.
For their rings. And Urmeyer got... I don't know what... I'm not going to talk about it, but...
A three-game suspension where he can still game plan is literally the biggest bullshit
ever.
Yeah,
that's a fat bet for the squad, though. Like, that's huge.
And they're not... I mean, they got that's some basically like, games, but it's
bro,
not
bro, you
like,
get Saturdays yeah. off.
TCU, like, I'm like, never... I will never be convinced that TCU is a legitimate program.
They run a 4-2-5, so.
Well, then who they have to be, because the Worcester Fighting Scots run a 4-2-5.
Worcester Fighting Scots. Let's talk about who did the Worcester Fighting Scots play this weekend?
Bluffton.
We play the Bluffton Beavers.
Bluffton Beavers. All right.
I think they're
you guys didn't even like, say your...
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We should win. Today I found out that their running back's first team all-conference, and he's... 5'5", 190, so that's a fucking load. That's a small man with a lot of mass. A
lot of muscle.
So, you know, we're going to have to bring him down. But, I don't know, I think we should win. You know, I'm looking forward. Defense should be playing well. I don't know, what's the offense's take on this?
Facial? I think the offense, we're going to run the ball. Wow, game plan,
bro. You don't want Bluffton to find out. Bluffton's going to know this.
Yeah, but anyway,
in like 3 days, you
know. Gotta run the ball. That's basically about it. I mean, they got a great defensive lineman in Isaac Zikafoos. I mean, he's a
second team All-American. Yeah,
he's a preseason All-American, so he's a dog. But he puts a what is it? What does the coaches always preach? He puts his pants on the same way we do. So
that's facts.
Just go out there.
That's fat facts right there. That's this Tyler Pete speaking the mad truth.
But it's going to be a great game. Coach C was saying today, they're both experienced squads, so it's going to be a fun game.
All right.
Should be a good opener.
I want to hear Icon, I do want to hear your playoff prediction.
My playoff predictions. My college football playoff predictions.
Were they written down?
I have them in my notes on my phone. As stand right now, I have four teams, all from four separate Power 5 conferences.
Yeah, that's what I was struggling with when I was trying to do it. I kept putting the same conference.
Out of the SEC, I have Georgia beating out Alabama. But I also think if Alabama only has one loss, they sneak in. But I just think Jake Fromm and...
I think Auburn's really good.
No, Auburn is not as good.
I think Auburn is very underrated.
They could be underrated, but
they haven't won in a couple years, and I think it's their year.
No, I think Jake Fromm is a stud.
And Alabama never wins 2 years in a row. That's just facts.
Jake Fromm's a stud, and... I'm blanking on his name, but they're running back.
Swift.
Yes.
DeAndre Swift.
Yes. He can make plays. I think that offense is going to be really, really good. Obviously, we know what Tua did in the national championship. But I don't know, is he gonna be like that all season? I don't know. You know, maybe the adrenaline.
He just doesn't. How tall is he? He doesn't look like he doesn't look like he could start in like college football. I don't know why. Just, and isn't his release just terrible?
If it's Clemson and Alabama again this year,
funny you say that because I have Clemson coming out of the ACC. I think that D line is probably the only D line in the country better than Michigan's.
I think it's better than Michigan's.
That's what I said. It's probably the only one better.
My bad.
Ohio State's is really good. Their D line's really good with Nick Bosa and what's that other DN?
Best DN in the league.
Nope.
Yes.
I would take Rashawn Gary over Nick Bosa.
Oh,
I would take Chase Winovich over Nick Bosa last year. Rashawn Gary has the potential.
Chase Winovich had a great season last
year. Yeah. Coming out of the Big 12, I got Oklahoma again because I don't know who can beat them in the Big 12, and I think a Big 12 team is more likely to make it than a Pac-12 team.
Very true.
And then out of the Big Ten, I got the Michigan Wolverines finally putting it together. Going to be a one-loss team, but they're going to win the Big Ten, so they're going to get in on that. That's my college football playoff prediction. Obviously,
so we got
a little biased, maybe a little optimistic on Michigan, but I think this is the most confident I felt of a Jim Harbaugh team. The only problem is the tough schedule.
Well, I guess we can do it like Ty, if you want to try to do it too. Like, we can just pick your conference winners and go by that.
What do you... your top four is...
Georgia, Clemson, Michigan, Oklahoma. Probably in that order.
Pretty basic.
Sorry. So, what do you want me to pick? UCF?
Yeah, but what if it actually happened? That'd be pretty sick. No, all right.
Scott Frost is gone, so...
Well, I would... I don't want to say it.
Yeah, go.
I got to agree with my guy.
Me?
I think you know you're my guy.
Cool. What are you agreeing with?
I think Michigan's gonna win Big Ten this year.
Oh my god, what?
Now that doesn't mean Ohio State isn't gonna be Michigan. That's all I care about.
Well, there's no way Ohio State doesn't I wouldn't want the Big Ten championship if they didn't beat Ohio State.
They gotta beat it. I think the Big Ten
I would based off
the game.
Yeah.
But, like,
it,
I do
it
think...
It should be. I mean, Penn State's really fucking good. Michigan State's good. Can't slouch on them. But I think the two best teams in the Big Ten East are Michigan and Ohio State.
I don't believe... I'm not, like, a huge Dwayne Haskins fan. I don't think he was that good in the game last year. People are like, oh, my God, he's so good. He just managed the game.
Don Brown.
He did slightly better than JT Barrett, who sucked. So, I think Michigan... I mean, Penn State... I mean, I know they're really good. They get running back. I don't know his name, but I heard he's really good. But I don't.
Trace McSorley's good.
Trace McSorley's really
James
good.
James Franklin's an excellent coach.
I don't think their defense is like some. I know it's probably really good, but I don't know any. I haven't heard anything about it, so I don't think it's that good. So fair. I think Michigan is, and that's why I was talking about. That's what I was saying. Pressure. A lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure.
I think them to be my conference champions.
I think Harbaugh can, get them to play like
for 20 straight
years.
I picked Ohio State even when I was a baby, and now I picked
Michigan. Even when they went 6-6 with Luke Fickell.
Yeah, but I picked him before that happened.
Big Rig, right, any...
So, I have a complete opposite.
Oh, like, let's hear it.
Top four. So, these are not in order, but this is how I think the process is going to go. I think Georgia will come out of the SEC.
Agreed.
Maybe probably number one overall. And then I got Oklahoma in at two. Because I don't see no one's beating them. And then number three is going to probably be, I have Miami there.
Miami? I know you're a big U.
I'm a big Miami fan, so I'm very biased.
Their quarterback's name is like Felipe Franks.
That's Florida.
That's Florida.
But Miami's is Rozier, and he sucks. But I hear he's gotten a lot better this year. But I think they're very underrated, and I think it's either Miami or Clemson that's coming out of the ACC, and that's going to be decided by the title game. And then for my number four is really just like probably going to be either Alabama or the winner of the game.
So you think a Big 12? You think the Big 12 champ is more likely to get in than a Big 10 champ?
Oh wait, a Big?
No, I think. Let me rephrase that. I think number four is Wisconsin.
Okay.
I think Wisconsin might win the Big 10 championship.
It very well could.
Damn.
I think that if Wisconsin goes out, so Ohio State and then Ohio State, Michigan State are battling for that East spot, and practically that's the playoff. It's going to be like, I don't know if you remember when Ohio State played Michigan for practically the national championship game.
In 2006? Yeah,
and then went against Florida and got smoked because they literally thought they won the game practically before.
That was... That was a top five game of all time.
Tag game took it to the house and then quit.
So, no, he broke his foot.
No, but he quit because he said he did the draft.
Yeah, so refined, I had Georgia, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Miami. That's my top.
Okay,
that's
well, fair. Let me think about this.
That's fair.
Okay, well, I had Michigan, and I God, that hurts. Who'd you pick for the Big Ten? Or nope.
Wisconsin.
That was just because you didn't want to pick Michigan.
Huh?
That was because you didn't want to pick Michigan.
Nah, I mean, no, I think... Wisconsin's
right.
got a
now
very underrated
true.
Team.
All right, I got Michigan. Now, I do think Clemson. I just don't think they'll beat. I think their D-line is too good. Big 12, I want to say a team that no one's talking about. You didn't talk about it. You didn't talk about it. Texas.
Texas has had the greatest fall-off from relevancy in the past
decade. I know, but they're coming back.
Herman? Tom Herman. His recruiting class.
Yeah. They got a ton of good quarterbacks.
Yeah, he was. And
well,
I mean,
no, Texas has no excuse to not be phenomenal every year. So maybe this is the year, you know?
I think they're very young. I think they're kind of like Miami. They're on the up and coming.
What are they ranked, like 24th or something in the country?
And also, like a team like Texas A&M could be really good, too. They have Jimbo Fisher, and, you know.
Jimbo.
That's another sleazebag.
See, the thing about it is that what people don't want to admit is that to get these good football players, to get these five-star players, like, you're going to have to do some dirty stuff that you do not like to do. So, like, Urban Meyer, like, Jimbo Fisher, like, great recruiters, like, Pete Carroll when he was in. Like,
sleaze.
They literally got to do certain stuff to get these players because it's just, like, they come from very rough backgrounds and dropping off a bag of, you know, like, say, like, for instance, like how Cam Newton was, like, drop off a bag of 25,000, come here. Like, you know what I mean? Kind of like that. Yeah, I know, like, just SMU type stuff.
Hear
like,
that, Worcester? No, I'm kidding.
Nah, yeah. But, no, I think, like, Jimbo can recruit very well in Texas, and that hurts Texas itself, the university. But, like, Texas A&M is going to be really good, too, eventually.
Yeah.
Fair. All right. That wraps up our, college football predictions so far. You know, we'll be touching on that all season as the season progresses, but right now we're going to move on to our top 10 of the week. And this week's top 10, we have top 10 NFL quarterbacks, a topic that is near and dear to my heart for obvious reasons as a Lions fan. Matt Stafford does not get the respect he deserves.
Whoa, so, are you starting with Matt Stafford?
No, I'm just throwing it out there, you know, right. Like this that, is huge. That's why I'm passionate about this argument. You know, that about this debate, you know.
Nick Foles is better than Matthew Stafford.
Okay, let's just settle down before you get me going.
I have a hot take. Who would you rather have right now, Baker Mayfield or Matthew Stafford right now today?
Baker Mayfield. He hasn't even played a game.
He won a preseason game.
Oh, well, there's more games.
See, this is why you can't like you can't do top 10. You have to give me parameters. It has to be
top 10 of
best quarterbacks
top 10
right
quarterbacks
now.
Going into this season.
For the
upcoming 2018 NFL season,
who
the
would
best
you want
10
as
quarterbacks.
QB?
Yes. Okay. Not potential 10 years down
All right,
the line.
Do you want to do the list first? And how do you want to do it?
I was just going to read off my top 10 that I have written
okay.
down.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need a second. Okay, but you just say it, and we'll react to it.
Okay. I'm going to start from 10 upward. Number 10.
Go from 10.
I got Carson Wentz.
Wow.
So low.
What, that's low?
I don't know
how you can argue him to be higher than some of these quarterbacks, though. Yeah, okay. He's coming off an ACL where the team still won the Super Bowl,
so clearly
he has a lot of talent around him if they can win it with Nick Foles.
The Eagles are stacked.
Yeah, so I don't know how... Like, obviously he's good. He didn't have a great rookie season. He had a good first half of... He had a really good first half of his sophomore season. Number 9, I have Cam Newton. You know, he's good. Inconsistent at times.
Very inconsistent.
The Panthers are up and down, but when he's on, he's as good as they come. Number 8, probably the second most underrated quarterback in the league behind Matt Stafford, is Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
That man is a Hall of Famer. He has led the... He's the only reason the Chargers have been decent.
Relevant. So it's easy. Or just do all. Or whatever's doing.
Number 7, Big Ben. I think this is his last year of being like a top tier NFL quarterback.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall. Yeah, he's won 2 Super Bowls. You know, number 6, I got Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, NFL MVP.
Oh wait.
We'll see if the Falcons can rebound. You know, if he can take him back to the Super Bowl. Here we go. At number 5 is my boy Matt Stafford.
So wait, who do you have Matt Stafford ahead of? Say
I have Matt Stafford ahead of Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, and Carson Wentz.
Oh my god.
I don't know how like those are like
there's
that.
Just a few names. There's just a few names. That I'm just...
It's not like that.
It's more of how unordered. I just don't agree with the order of your list too, because you're gonna say some names that I don't. That's it. Okay. Just
okay.
I'm
well,
sorry. I'm sorry for
Matt Stafford. In your way. Is a fucking gunslinger, probably the best pure arm. Of power arm of just launching the ball in the NFL. Dude can throw like 50 yards downfield sidearm. He hasn't had a 100-yard rusher since 2013.
Someone else has got a fucking cannon, too.
Joe Flacco's got a cannon.
Joe Flacco does have a cannon. Aaron Rodgers.
No, but Aaron Rodgers has the accuracy.
He's a dog.
But I think Matt Stafford just has a more powerful arm. But
true.
Aaron Rodgers is obviously unreal. Matt Stafford has not had a 100-yard rusher since 2013. The man gets no help. Literally, he is the only reason that the Lions have had any relevant success.
Calvin Johnson.
That helped him, but...
That's it.
Practically saved a lot.
Okay, well, he's been balling. Statistically, he's been better since Calvin Johnson left.
See, can you finish this, because this is going to turn into a Matthew Stafford debate no matter what.
Like, no, okay, well, like, let's move on then. Number 4, I have Russell Wilson.
We'll get back to
that's
it.
Very good.
Number 4, I have Russell Wilson. Okay. He's the only thing keeping the Seahawks from imploding right now.
Yes.
Number 3, Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Very respectful.
Yeah, I think the rest of these are going to be...
Number 2, Tom Brady.
Yep. Yes.
And number 1, the king of the North for now, Aaron Rodgers.
The GOAT.
Okay. So that is my top 10 quarterbacks going into the 2018 season.
Okay. Can you just give me a quick rundown again? Just a quick one.
Carson Wentz, Cam Newton, Philip Rivers, Big Ben, Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
Make the same, man. Okay, but so I'll do my list. I'm gonna start off with the person I hate the most on this earth, who's ruined my childhood, Big Ben. I can't hate. I mean, I'll put him in my top 10. You know,
hate the Steelers.
It hurts me to say it. They've literally danced on my grave my entire life. It's been terrible. So, start with Big Ben, but I can't respect. But I do think a lot of his weapons help him a lot, so I don't think he's...
He has the best running back and the best receiver in the
number
league.
Number nine, I have our boy from Georgia, Matthew Stafford.
That's a dagger at number 9. Come on now, put some respect.
Now listen, I'm a huge Stafford guy. I like Stafford.
What is that?
I like Stafford. But I just don't think he's, like, an elite quarterback. I just don't think he's can, like, jump into the... I don't think he's ever going to win anything.
Yeah, but that's more so the team, not his skill.
I agree.
If it comes down to that.
But if he was so good, why would Calvin Johnson retire? Why wouldn't he just stay with him?
Because the Lions still sucked. We literally have driven arguably the most talented running back and talented receiver into an early retirement.
You guys were worse managed than us for a long time.
Oh, Matt Millen. Matt Millen, great guy, but ran this franchise into the freaking ground.
Time. All right, well, I'm sure we can talk about Stafford more when we get to the big rig, but next up, you're going to be pissed off. I have Deshaun Watson.
That's fucking blasphemy. Blasphemy.
An electric rookie year, and I'd rather have him than Stafford this year.
Okay, I'm just going to keep my composure.
Next one I had just because I think when he's going in his offense, he's best is Cam Newton. Then I have Matt Ryan, C. Wentz.
What, at number 5?
5.
Oh, my God.
Did you see the year he had last year?
That's deep.
I just believe in my guy Wentz, that's all. You had him at 10.
Yeah, so that's 5. A huge jump.
Patient was on my side when you said the 10. Why are you jumping on me now? So would you have him at like 7?
Who?
Wentz.
I don't even have him on my list.
Oh my god. Alright, then I have Wilson. I have Wilson, Breeze, Rodgers, Brady.
You have Brady above Aaron Rodgers for this season?
It doesn't matter. I think they're both A, B. It's hard for me to pick one or the other. I literally changed it.
1A, 1B.
The list next to it says Rodgers, Brady, and then I cross it out. and then I put the, my revisals because I forgot.
Why'd you move Stafford from 8 to 9?
Because I forgot about Matt Ryan.
Okay.
So that's my bad.
Big Rig, any comments?
I think people are downplaying Jimmy G. I got him at 10.
Jimmy G? Okay.
I think Jimmy G is a very underrated pick. I think Matt Ryan is very overrated.
I can see it.
I think that, but until after he made the Super Bowl, I don't think he is anymore. I think he validated himself.
A little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I think Stafford... I think Philip Rivers is above Stafford, though. And people...
I can see it. I think
they're both, like, similar in their situations. But I think the top four...
Stuck in mediocrity.
I would say that's... Yeah, you're
the
best.
Top four, I mean, is undoubtedly. Like, I got Rodgers at one, Brady, Breeze, and I got Wilson.
It's hard to go against
that. I think that top four is... But other than that, I think other than, like, down below the top four, you could really...
There's a lot of guys that could fit in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just glad none of us put Captain Kirk Cousins in there, because that man is the definition of an average NFL quarterback.
I'll be honest, today, when we were in class, I thought about putting Kirk... I was thinking, like, would I put Kirk Cousins in it? And I don't, like... No matter what I think, I don't think I could do that to you.
There's literally no...
I think you have a brain. I think your brain would have an aneurysm.
There's literally no, like, statistical data to back up an argument to put Kirk Cousins in as a top 10.
Well, I think he's... I do think he's a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback. He's probably...
And I do think he could take that Vikings team to NFC Championship, even a Super Bowl. Just because
that
defense. I do think he's a really smart quarterback, and he doesn't like make a lot of mistakes, and that's really good. And I know that's a generic thing, but like
I think he's a hard worker, he's super Christian.
I've heard from multiple people that he's actually a really good guy.
No, a very underrated quarterback pick too that I was thinking about heavily is Derek Carr with John Gruden. I think Derek Carr had just a bad overall experience with Del Rio. Yeah. Like, and his back, you know, got
kind of he kind of took a step back last year.
Took a step back, and then I think he did
break his ankle.
I'll be honest. I was a huge Derek Carr guy when he was coming out of the draft. I really wanted the Browns to take him, like, really bad. And when he was at that one really good year, I watched this video, like this really in-depth video that said that he was like, his mechanics are terrible. Like, he cannot read anything. Like, even though he's a great quarterback and a great guy, that season was a fluke, and he's never going to be that good. And I do think he's going to be good, but, like, I don't know if he'll ever have a good year. I think he's just a lot of picks. His receivers are Amari Cooper, but besides that, I don't know.
Michael Crabtree?
He's gone.
What? Where's he at?
Ravens.
What the hell? When did that happen?
I know. Well, he's not even irrelevant anymore, so you wouldn't know. I just remember because we played.
I mean, but Jordy Nelson acquisition.
Oh, they have Jordy Nelson.
I think Martavis Bryant's there now, too.
Yeah, they got
a lot of weapons, and I think he's...
Jared Cook's an underrated tight end as well.
They're gonna be gunning it.
I think Gruden's got a setup that can. I don't think the Raiders are gonna go anywhere like above. I think they'll be like a 9-7, 10-6 team. But I don't. Possibly a wild.
Well, the AFC West is. A terrible division.
I think some people's dreams are gonna get crushed when they find out how bad of a coach John Harbaugh is. The guy that coached the Raiders.
John Gruden?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, sorry.
I was about to say, John Harbaugh's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, I thought he was
My bad. John Gruden. I think we're in for rude awakening. I don't think he's that good of a coach. I really don't.
We'll see.
You look at his team that he won the Super Bowl with, that wasn't his team. That was Tony Dungy's team. That's just facts.
Tony Dungy couldn't get it done, the season before.
I know, but that team was a monster.
Yeah. Very true.
And he was just the perfect coach to get, like didn't have a quarterback, but he could just get that, like, whoever his name was, like, Johnson something. Yeah. Warren Sapp, John Lynch.
Dogs.
Barber.
But I think Cam Newton's very overrated, too. He's so inconsistent.
Cam Newton. Yeah.
But when he's on, you can't
But
deny
he's
him.
On, he's on. I mean, for sure.
When he's on, he's on.
Yeah. Agreed. Does anyone else have any more comments about the quarterback debate?
I don't think I have any more comments about the quarterback debate.
No?
No. I'm trying to think. We didn't know. You know what? You know, we didn't talk about Jared Goff.
Jared Goff?
Jared Goff had a good year. He had a good coach, and he's got a good offense.
I think the Rams are potentially the best team in the NFC with the Eagles. I think it's going to be those two in the NFC Championship.
I do think they're set up for failure, though. They're like they're doing that super. That,
Dude, their
that,
defense,
that super is
their D line,
ridiculous.
What with
Ndamukong Suh,
Aaron Donald. Didn't they just get Michael? No, Michael Bennett's on the Eagles. Who did they also get?
Michael Brockers. No, he was on the Rams.
He's on.
Is Robert Quinn still on the Rams?
No, you know who they got? They got Marcus Peters.
They did get Marcus Peters.
Is that not you were thinking about? And they got Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks.
Then they have Cooper Kupp already. Todd Gurley. I don't know if their O line's that good.
Andrew Whitworth is a dog.
Andrew Whitworth, he's like 39.
But he's still really good.
He's still a dog. He's huge, man.
They have Alec Ogletree. I think he might have gotten traded. I don't know. Alec Ogletree was on the team last year at least.
I feel like that whole debate about Jared Goff and about like the season he had, like, I think that like brings it to the situation of like systems and quarterbacks. Like,
you need the right system.
So they spread it out.
Yeah, so Brady and Belichick, that's always going to be a debate. I don't know if Brady can, like, separate himself from... I don't know if they can separate their legacies.
I don't think they can.
But it's kind of like Sean McVay, a offensive genius, and Jared Goff, and then you got Jimmy Garoppolo and... What's his name? McDaniels, who's an other offensive genius that was with the Rams.
Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan's son, Mike Shanahan's son. Like, both... Great offensive minds, like, that whole debate there could take so long because, like, systems and quarterback, and I think you just got to fit the right system to be a great quarterback. Right. Kind of like how Rodgers can lead McCarthy's system, and, like, it just fits.
Well, I think Aaron Rodgers could fit into any system because that man is that talented.
And that's why I got him.
That's a bad man.
He's got the nicest release I've ever seen, other than Dan Marino, but just like that.
Just watching the All or Nothing with the Dallas Cowboys and watching how much they dreaded going against Aaron Rodgers and how much they game planned, and he would still just piece him apart. The whole fucking
game. He's so good.
He is so good. Like, they literally were like, if you let him outside of the pocket, like,
it's over.
It's literally game over. And what happens? They somehow, a miraculous 2-minute drive down the field goal wins the game. It's like they always.
I've seen that story too many times as a Lions fan. Unfortunately.
Matthew Stafford be doing the same stuff, though.
Hey, Matt Stafford is the comeback king in the NFL. Let's not downplay that. That man is arguably the clutchest quarterback in the NFL. He had eight game-winning drives in 2016. Eight! I mean... All right, Jenkins' phone...
I got a call.
Got a phone call. Kind of ended the recording there abruptly. But we were talking about... Matt Stafford having the clutch gene.
I wouldn't be surprised if I get another call. So, but I put it on Do Not Disturb.
All right, whatever.
But we'll just deal with it.
He had 8 fourth quarter comeback winning drives in 2016. So
how many were those in the playoffs?
None.
Okay.
He's 0-3. I mean, hey, let's not forget that call when they played the Cowboys, when they literally picked up a pass interference call. Have you?
Yeah. No, that was
ever hard. Seen that in the NFL?
When I watched that,
a penalty.
I felt some real...
The greatest rivalry in the NFL is the Detroit Lions versus the NFL referees. And that's a fact.
Damn.
They're out there hoeing us every time. Remember, Calvin Johnson started the whole is it a catch debate when he caught that game-winning touchdown against the Bears in like 09 or whatever. Yep. Totally brought it in, sets the ball on the ground because... He clearly brought it in. They said, nope, didn't complete the process.
Right, well.
And I said, fuck you, refs.
And then Dez Bryant got hoed.
Dez did not catch it. I don't know.
I thought he caught it. All right. But, Cohen, I want to hear your Lions, a quick Lions prediction.
I don't know. The schedule's tough. We'll see what Matt Patricia
does. Great coach.
They haven't looked great in the preseason. The only thing that's really concerning me about this team is the D-line.
I'll say running back.
They signed Robert Ayers.
They did, dude.
Think Johnson is just going to carry you? You're just going to...
LeGarrette Blunt, Kerryon Johnson.
He's got...
And then Deshaun Hand as a rookie?
Could be a sleeper.
He's really good.
I don't want to get too in-depth because we will discuss this in further detail for NFL predictions, so I don't want to get into too depth, but I'm optimistic about the team this year, you know?
Yeah.
Man, they do have a tough ass schedule.
They have a tough schedule.
They have a tough ass draw.
They have a very tough schedule. So I don't know what that's going to be like. Do you guys have?
I was going to do a quick Brown. I mean, I haven't felt this good about the Browns since when going into 14, when we just picked up Johnny, but Hoyer was starting. We had Hoyer, like Miles Austin, but when Taylor Gabriel, those guys were some dogs. Jordan Cameron, who's the guy? Who's the guy?
Gary Barnidge.
Gary Barnidge.
Gary Barnidge. Yeah, dude.
Dude, we went five and three. We also had the largest comeback in second quarter comeback in NFL history. 28 points against, well, in regular season against the Titans. Brian Hoyer led a comeback. 28 down. We won. Brian Hoyer is my guy. But
Michigan State Spartan.
Going into this year, I feel. I mean, like I've. I don't. There's not. I Jabril Peppers. I think is a monster. I think Denzel Ward is a monster. I think our D line is really good. We have. I think Myles Garrett is already. I think
Myles Garrett's a freak of nature.
I don't know. I don't.
I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that. He's a Myles Garrett.
I was. I don't want to. I don't really know. I don't want to like disrespect, but like I think he's a top five, 10 pass rusher.
Easily. Easily. Easily.
He's a top five. He's a adult. He's an. He's an adult.
He's fucking.
He's a real.
From what I've seen from plays in Hard Knocks, it looks like Jabril Peppers is playing pretty good.
It's just, yeah, they're not even focusing on him, and there's just highlights after highlights. I'm like, oh my god, I love Jabril Peppers.
The thing about it is, he's finally playing his fucking position.
Yeah.
Because now, through free agency acquisitions we've made, like, he's comfortable. I think the defense is going to be really good with Greg Williams, because motherfucker pays people to hit people in the head, which is great.
That's facts. Greg Williams is a motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. Watch Hard Knocks episode where he spats his arm in the locker room when they literally have given up 0 points or something. He's just literally spazzing. But the Browns...
When I cut your fucking ass, you can look on the film and see effort as the reason why.
I think a 7-9 season is in reach.
And that's honestly,
very, it's hard for me to predict
I could
that.
See them being second in the AFC North, yeah. To be
I
honest.
Do think I think the Bengals stink.
They suck.
I think they suck. Andy Dalton sucks.
Andy Dalton,
I think Andy Dalton's like literally like the worst quarterback like ever. Like he's so bad. Like I watched, dude. I've watched the Browns.
You
like,
would
him
on. No, you I would loved rather to have. Andy yeah, I would Dalton rather be.
No, no. Actually, I wouldn't. I'd rather you be what, mediocrity yeah. and think that I could have a quarterback to actually get me somewhere and have hope that a new ride, or just be stuck with this redheaded bum.
Oh, yeah, you
who
want
can't
Seneca
do anything.
Wallace?
Who looks like he's got? He could throw the ball. I'll take Seneca Wallace for like a year.
Gamble.
Get a first pick. We'll have the first pick next year.
Josh,
at least we won't go 7-9 every year, and then just get like some fucking bum, and then just do nothing.
Yeah. You'd much rather go 16.
At least we get a first pick.
Damn all right. Moneyball. Yeah.
Fight. Also, O line.
Very questionable.
That's I texted this to Cohen. I do think, Joe Thomas will be sorely, sorely missed. I do think we can transition to more of a run game, because he was not the best run blocker. He's the greatest pass blocker of all time. Just not the best run blocker, and that goes off.
I think our
pretty much what I just
very questionable. I mean, I
Bob
know,
Wiley getting him in
Bob
shape.
Wiley, Bob Wiley is the motherfucker.
The, you know, fucking
you think
stretching.
Running across Normandy, they were about fucking stretching
with the fucking rubber band. No, but they acquired Chris Hubbard in offseason from the Steelers. I think he's all right. I think their offensive line is their weakest unit right now on offense. I think they got a ton of playmakers with Njoku, Jesus Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon,
I mean,
the juice.
Juice
is good.
Hollywood Higgins looking money. You know about Hollywood Higgins?
Rashad Higgins?
Yeah.
Very good.
Nick Chubb doesn't look... I thought Hyde looked
Hyde's looking a lot
Duke
better.
Johnson is a dog. These are just facts.
Probably like, the third best.
When you look at the
back.
Talent of the roster, like just what's generally like people think is down the roster, I think they're easily above the better half, and maybe even like creeping up to like the top. Like
I think Tyrod Taylor is so perfect for this year, because I think his ability to not turn. If we didn't have Deshaun Kaiser and we had Tyrod Taylor last year,
dude,
I think 7 games would have easily been won. If we didn't turn the ball over.
Dude, he literally turned the
ball.
He was
over
so unbelievably bad. It was just like
fucking terrible.
And I kept saying, I was literally like, guys, like, we need, like, I was like, don't, like, sell him off too early. Like, just, like, Peyton Manning had, like, 20 interceptions his rookie year. Like, just whatever. Like, just let it do it. But he was so bad. Like, it was just, like, it was, like, ridiculously bad.
When you are just, like, this dumb bonehead decisions. Like, we had Jacksonville on the ropes, Titans on the ropes.
The Packers.
You know, ugh. Thank God he's
all right. Well,
thank
we can God talk about that for a while. But now I'm going to move on to song of the week. You know, okay. Every week we'll pick out a song that we've been vibing to, recommend it to our listeners, you know, just some good music, you know, to listen to.
Do you know that's, do you know my song? Who's
what's
by?
Your song? What's your song?
All right, I'll go first. My song is Magic in the Hamptons.
It's flame.
It's, we've been playing it like 24/7.
It's
I
a
really
good
like
song.
It.
It's a quality song.
It vibes. I'm not like, yeah, it's pretty dope.
for those of you that haven't heard it. It starts off like this.
A little hottie when I flipped up the shade, looking like a red rice sitting in the driveway. Bottle of Ciroc.
Social House?
Cool.
Hey, bro, you want to hash it?
Featuring Lil Yachty, you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's a good song.
Okay. I'm excited to hear Cohen's.
All right. My song of the week is Taking a Walk by Trippie Redd.
Trippie Redd.
Bangs. It's Great a really album. Good song.
Trippie Redd from Canton, Ohio, my hometown.
From Canton, Ohio.
Went to...
From his new album, Life's a Trip.
I think he went to McKinley. I don't know.
Of course, just slaps.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard this song.
Yeah, you have. It was either between this or a Wiz Khalifa song, but I had to go with this. I was just feeling it, you know.
So they think I wanna die.
Yeah,
cause
my
thoughts are suicide.
Yeah. Alright, y'all get the idea. Really good song. Go check it out. Big Rig, what you got?
Vibing to Leave Me Alone by Flip De Niro. It is...
I don't think I've heard that song.
Very...
Oh, you know what? I think... No, you tweeted about this song,
yeah.
Right? Okay, no, I did hear it. Yep. It's a good song.
Song's fire.
It's a good song. Dude, holy shit.
Never mind.
Very good song.
It's a good song. Good song. And, you know, little last thing we're going to talk about is this week in history, but more like this day in history. This day, what was it, 2007 or 2009? I don't remember. Michael Vick pled guilty to dogfighting charges in the prime of his career.
I also have something to say about this. I remember this day. I had this dope retro, like, red Michael Vick jersey I got. It was my favorite jersey. I wore it, like, every day.
Really?
And so when that happened, my mom literally went... I was at home watching ESPN, and my mom went up to my room and literally cut it up into a million pieces and put it in the trash. And he hadn't even proven it yet. It was just the first thing. I was like, Mom,
well,
he's innocent until he proved him guilty. But
he admitted to it.
He was 100% guilty. And it was kind of a pretty bad look.
Pretty bad look.
But, you know...
He didn't do it.
He was at his house. Not only did he do it, he was like the one who was like, "Yeah, let's everyone
but
come to my
house."
But the
thing about
it,
what people misinterpret is
nuts.
It's just like it's fucking terrible. Like I do not understand.
Dog.
It's literally fucking.
I can
dogs.
Understand cockfighting,
like,
but like dog fighting,
dog fight like. But the culture
for, like,
where
chickens
Mike
fighting
Vick
each other
from.
Like, maybe.
The culture where Mike Vick's from, like, dog fighting was, like, a regular thing that, like, he attended.
Really?
And, like, no, I'm not excusing no man's actions. That is terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, getting
this
a different...
best friend right there.
Yeah. When Mike Vick was talking about it, just, like, hearing it, like, people
I don't
also talk
no dog
about
anymore.
It. Like,
damn,
not, that's real
sad.
Shit.
Right.
That's real.
Damn. Different perspectives. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that about wraps it up for our first episode of the D3 Experience.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was good, you know. Give us your thoughts and feedback of how we can improve, you know.
Yeah.
We're always looking to improve as people
as
fellow podcasters. So, you know, just give us some tips and, you know, we'll see you next week. Try to get them out on a regular schedule. So we'll check you later.
See ya.
See ya.